of Yehoreg Bal Yavar, we're on Ayin Dalet on the base. There are a lot of different topics that we left off in the middle of. I thought maybe I should go a little bit out of order, because this week is Parshas Tazria Metzora. And if it would have been only Tazria, so we would have read the Haftarah that the next sugi is going to discuss. Because it's Tazria Metzora, so there are different minhagim, like you say the first Haftarah, the second Haftarah, but this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to say Rosh Chodesh, we're going to say neither. But the Gemara has a discussion here on Ayin Dalet on the base. There are 10 lines from the bottom. Yehoreg Bal Yavar, we're on Ayin Dalet on the base. There are a lot of different topics that we left off in the middle of. I thought maybe I should go a little bit out of order, because this week is Parshas Tazria Metzora. And if it would have been only Tazria, so we would have read the Haftarah that the next sugi is going to discuss. Because it's Tazria Metzora, so there are different minhagim, like you say the first Haftarah, the second Haftarah, but this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to say Rosh Chodesh, we're going to say neither. But the Gemara has a discussion here on Ayin Dalet on the base. There are 10 lines from the bottom. Bo'u minei mirabi yami. The Talmidim asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yami whether the din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar only applies to Bnei Yisrael or even applies to the Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach mitzuv al kdushas Hashem or ain't a mitzuv al kdushas Hashem. If they threaten that they're going to kill the Nochri unless he worships Avodah Zarah. So if they threaten to kill me unless I worship Avodah Zarah, that's the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Yehoreg Bal Yavar. What if they threaten the Nochri? So the Mishlam Melech has a little sefer, Parashas Drachim, where he has a little bit of a discussion of this Gemara, so he says this is a double parsha that everybody's masking. If they threaten to kill a Nochri unless he goes and he kills someone else, Yehoreg Bal Yavar with respect to Ritzicha. So he says, that the Gemara said, that's a svar. My chos is the Domidach Sumit Tvei, Domidach Sumit Sumit Tvei. So the Mishlam Melech writes, that's a double pasha, that should apply to Bnei Noach equally. Svar is a svar. What's the difference whether it's Yidin and Acher? The only thing the Gemara was mistupik was, what about Avodah Zarah? What about Gili Arayis? Would you say Yehoreg Bal Yavar? Because that's not a svar, that's a Gzeres HaKosuv. That's only a Gzeres HaKosuv. The Gzeres HaKosuv by Avodah Zarah is B'chol nafshecha, filu noita les nafshecha, v'yahavta es Hashem alakecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, so b'chol nafshecha means afilu noita les nafshecha. That was on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10-15 lines from the 15 lines from the bottom. Les Reimer, v'yahavta es Hashem alakecha, so maybe pasuk v'yahavta es Hashem alakecha is only by Bnei Yisrael. Maybe it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. And the mocker for the din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar by Gili Arayis is the Hekish, that just like we know Mitzad Asvara, that Yehoreg Bal Yavar is the rule by Shvichas Domim, so too by Gili Arayis. So maybe these two psukim, Yahavta, Bechol Nafshecho, Afilu Noipolis Nafshecho, is only Eitzel Bnei Yisrael. Maybe the Hekesh between Gili Arayis and Shvichas Domim is vital only by Bnei Yisrael. Maybe it doesn't apply to the Bnei Noach. By Ritzich, I'll be Pashtet, that should certainly apply to the Bnei Noach. So this is the Gemara's Ibaya. The Pashtus of the Ibaya, what's the din, let's say, if a Nochri's life is in danger, and the only way to save his life is to eat the Neiv Malachim, or Gezel. His life is in danger, that someone's running after him, and the only way to save his life is to steal someone else's boat, and go across the river and run away on the other side. So what's the din of whether pikuach nefesh doiche kol atarakula, that pasuk that says v'chai bohem v'lo shi'amus bohem? Yeah, what's the din of v'chai bohem v'lo shi'amus bohem? Does that apply to Bnei Noach? So l'chayre, if pikuach nefesh is not doiche v'sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach, if pikuach nefesh, it's a diun in achrayim. So if pikuach nefesh is not doiche by Bnei Noach, if it's not doiche edim and achai, and it's not doiche gezel, so what's the whole shayla? Of course the din is that Yehoreg Bal Yavar and everything. Yehoreg Bal Yavar and everything. What? So the L'chore, the Pashtus of the premise of the whole discussion is that just like we have a din Pikuach Nefesh, so they have a din Pikuach Nefesh. The Pasuk, the Heter, they have a Chai Bohem, that after applies to Bnei Noach as well. That if a Nachri is in a predicament of a Sakonis Nefoshes, a Sofik Sakonis, the only way to save his life is by eating an Eiv Menachai. So just like we would be permitted to eat an Eiv Menachai, we're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, we're allowed to eat Chometz on Pesach if you have to save your life. So he's allowed to eat Eiv Menachai. He's permitted to violate Gezel to save his life. The only Sofik, that's Sofik Pasha, the only Sofik the Gemara had was, should I say that the same is true regarding Avodah Zarah? Should I say that by Avodah Zarah also, Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Avodah Zarah, Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Gili Arayas, Pikuach Nefesh by Yas would have also been Derech everything if not for this Gzeres HaKosav. So by the Nochem there is no Gzeres HaKosav, so blood Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Kol HaTerakulah, is Derech everything. Maybe I should say no, that the Benoich has been Silva Kiddush Hashem. That's the Gemara Zibar. That's Bo Minei Rabbi Yami. That's what it is.
But wait, the Gemara has a question of Kiddush Hashem. So it's only on
Aveira
itself and not on
Gila
Arayis.
What Kiddush Hashem is like? I don't know. On Aveira, the Frahesia is a Chilal Hashem, the Frahesia. The Rambam quotes the Dinim, if a person is Moisa Nefesh, for any mitzvah, that is, let's say Chilul Shabbos, let's say Chilul Shabbos b'Frahesia b'Shas Hashmat, so the din is the Arig Vayavim. So that's a Harezi Kiyim, he was b'kaim the mitzvah of the Nikdash the B'soch B'nei Yisoz, b'kaim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem b'Rabbin. And if it's, let's say, Shas Hashmat, so even the Tzina, the din is that the Arig Vayavim, so it's Harezi Kiddush Hashem b'Tzina. Usually we're used to thinking that the term Kiddush Hashem means b'Frahesia, so you look in the Rambam, it's not so. Kiddush Hashem is sometimes b'tzina, sometimes b'fereshia. Kiddush Hashem b'fereshia is a bigger mitzvah than Kiddush Hashem b'tzina. The Rambam says if a Yisrael was mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam happens to paskin and nisi baya that there's no yehard v'yava by b'nei noach. That's how the Rambam opens Perek Hei in Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah is all dedicated to the dinim of yehard v'yava. And in the Or Gadol, the Minsk Or Gadol has a Shas Tshuva Sefer Or Gadol, so he has a whole simen. He has an arichas, but he goes line by line, not line by line, word by word. He goes to the whole perikei, and ilchus, you say that Torah by Duhar by Yav. So he has a comment on the first word. The first line in the Rambam is, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzufim Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Vandoir, or something like that. So he says, Kol Beis Yisrael means only Yisrael, not Ulam Yisrael. And then he quotes the Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, says so explicitly. But the Rambam here says on the first line, when he introduces, when he opens up the whole parsha, the whole mitzvah, Yehar by Yav, the whole sugya, so he starts off, the first word is the Yidin on the Tzuva and Yehari Vayyada. Mashma, that goes on. That's where he read the Maskana. Taisa shows there are two girsas in the Maskana, the top Taisa Sanayin Hemerau. So the Pashta says Kedushas Hashem doesn't only mean Kiddush Hashem of Yehari Vayyada by Abed Izar. It's in the Ramam you have Kiddush Hashem, Betzina Kiddush Hashem Befehesia by Gili Arais and by Machil Shabbos and by Yidin Chometz. He calls everything Kiddush Hashem. No, Oynis for sure is Pata. The Pashta says the demon of Nachri doesn't have air B'shoigeg. Oynis for sure is Pata. B'shoigeg is a Machloike. So Rashi earlier in the study of Bnei Noach, Rashi understood the Gemara. The Lecha Mishnah points this out. So Machloike is Rashi in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, a Bnei Noach doesn't have to have Hasro in order to be Chayiv Nisa. As long as he violated an Avera, and we know that he did it amazed, it appears to the Eid Echad is enough. It appears to the Eid that the Nachri violated Avera amazed, that's sufficient and there's no need for Hasro. But the Rambam writes, if the Nachri violates the Avera B'shoigeg, he didn't realize that it was Eivim Menachai, or he didn't know that Eivim Menachai was Asa, he never heard of it. Stam and most Nachrim never heard that Eivim Menachai is Asa. So then the Rambam says that he will not be Nemesh, and this is not in agreement with Rashi. Lecha Mishnah points out that Rashi on the sugya comments on the sugya benoich and the nuns azaras and zuim isasam, if he violates any other, even b'shoigeg, he's also chayvus. It's a difficult Rashi. How can you give an oynish misa for a person who did an other b'shoigeg? But the oynish for sure not. I would think that even Rashi would agree. So this is the Gemara Zibai. Bo minem rabban. Omer Abai. Abai says toshma. We had the famous Braisa earlier that says Sheven Mitzvahs and Stava B'nei Noach only has seven mitzvahs. We really Paschal Halacha has more than Sheven Mitzvahs. The seven famous, the Sheven Mitzvahs, the official Sheven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's Hazaras and Zumi Misasas and Einish Misa. on Gezel and Dilim and so on, that is an Einish Misa. But then there are several other Isurim which we assume apply to the Bnei Noach, and there's no Einish Misa. Arkov the Silonis and Sirus to be Masaris Balei Chayim. The Gemara learns it Achim Pesukim, and the Shach points out in Yeruvah that the Rambam Paskins like that. It's an often a Rambam and Hilchos Malach. So there's really more the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But Abayi says, Toshma, from that Braisa, it starts all Sheva Mitzvahs Vechule. And the Braisa doesn't mention this. V'yilisa, and if you hold that the Bnei Noach is Mitzvah to do Kiddush Hashem, so it's more than seven, so it comes out that there are eight. Tamni Havyun, it's really more than seven. More than seven anyway, but it should be mentioned. It's another mitzvah. It's another mitzvah that they have. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rav, so Rav said, that's not a hechacha. Kiddush Hashem is not a new mitzvah. It means that the din of Avodah Zarah applies even though there should have been a heter of pikuach nefesh v'chai bohem, which applies to the Bnei Noach regarding Gezel and regarding Eiv Menachai. But v'chai bohem perhaps doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. V'chai bohem doesn't apply to Gilei Arayis, like Bnei Yisrael doesn't apply. So it falls back into the category of Avodah Zarah. It falls back into the category of Arayis. It's not that it's a new mitzvah. That's what Rabbi answers. Amalei Rabbi Inu, the Sheva Mitzvah, the Cholab Israel, and all related aspects. The Buzz Blight, so we're left with an Ibai the Life Sheet, the Bomin and Rabbami, and Rabbami doesn't give an answer. Rabbi thought he had a Rai, and Rabbi Shlov is up there. I said, Blight, we don't know what the din is. My Havi Allah, Buzz Blight, Amar Avada Barabbas, the Taisis points out, usually this expression appears in the Gemara many times. My Havi Allah. We had an Ibaya, and then the Gemara goes, Araya, shlugs up there, another Araya, shlugs up, so you're left, you don't know what the maskon is. The Gemara says, my Havi Allah. Gemara gives a bang. The Gemara brings Araya, and that's it. Here, it's a question how to read the maskon. One gives in the Gemara reads it, my Havi Allah. So the Gemara brings Araya, then they shlug up that Araya. So it still remains an Ibaya, the Lepshita. So Tosis holds on the top, Tosis writes on the top, that the Lashon, my Havi Allah, past nishtarai. It's a technical term. That means that we're winding down to the maskana, and here comes the maskana. And pay attention, this is going to be the bottom line. So then you're going to come to the maskana is that I don't know. It's still an invited life shita, doesn't ishke maskana. So that's what Tosis writes over here. The top Tosis on Ayin Hamad Aleph. So Tosis says, the Lashon, my Havi Allah Mashman, the maskana, the pshitasi. It sounds like the Gemara is winding up to the finale. We're going to get a maskana over here. Not that it's going to be a suggested haychacha, and then we're going to slug it up and say, like machalts on a bayit lev sheet. So we'll see when we get there. So the Gemara brings the raya from the Haftarah of Parshas Tazria, that the Novi tells about Naaman, Sartzvo Melech Aram, who had Saras, and nothing helped, and he went to all the doctors in the world, nothing helped. And then the Jewish girl from Eretz Yisrael told him he should go visit the Navi. There's a Navi in Eretz Yisrael, Elisha Navi. So he got letters from the government and he went to Eretz Yisrael, protection, and Elisha Navi with Mopsin cured him. He told him to be Tovel in the yard and Shev Pam. He said, what's up his yard? And he went to all the spas in the world and nothing helped. And he was Tovel in the yard and he got better. And he realized, Ki Eino Lekim B'chol Haaretz, Ki Im B'Yisrael, the only true religion is the Jewish religion, and the Kei Yisrael, and he's not holding by becoming a Ger Tzedek, but we assume he accepted to become a Ger Toshav. He promises he's not going to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach anymore. And then he concludes, and he tells the Navi Elisha, but the good Lord in heaven Allah above should forgive me that I have to worship Avodah Zarah. Look, I'll come back to Aram, and I'm going to tell my boss, the King Melech Aram, no more Avodah Zarah. He'll cut my head off. He'll fire me. He'll kill me. So he says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo in heaven above should forgive me. That's what he says. L'davra hazeh yislach Hashem li abdecha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo should only forgive me. Bevo Adoni, when my boss, the Melech, goes, base Riman, the base Avodah Zarah. Nishtach v'sham v'vuhu nishan al yodi. I'm the next in line. I'm the Sar HaTzova. I have to go with him. V'ishtach v'eseh. I have to bow down also. So pasnish, I'm going to go into the base Avodah Zarah without bowing down. So he says, the Hishtach HaBayosi, Beishvima, Yisroch No Hashem Liavdecha, Badavor Hazeh. The good Lord in heaven above should forgive me that I'm going to have to worship Avodah Zarah. So Elisha Navi should tell him, what are you, crazy? Yareg Layavar. So Elisha Navi says, Gegizunte, Lech L'Shalom. Bayelach Mito, Kivrasor. He says he left. So the Gemara says, Bayelach, Lech L'Shalom. That's the Haftarah. He tells him, Gogizunte, Craig, the Gemara, the Yim, Yisro. On the top line on Ayin Hey. And if the din is that Yoharik Val Yavar applies even by Avodah Zarah, by the Bnei Noach, let Elisha tell him, you're not allowed to. What does he tell him? Lech L'Sholom. So Rashi writes an interesting comment. The mitzvah pacheach, the cheach es Am Yisrael, geit naron bayid. Es Am Yisrael, cheach, the cheach es Am Yisrael. He was a nofri, there's no mitzvah of tachocha. But still, nehi delo hechicha, lo ha yu mitzuve, the mitzvah of tachocha, Rashi writes, doesn't apply, the cheach es Am Yisrael, see, only mechuyif to take care of yid. Well, lo gyer toshev, a nofri not. Nihu, but how can he say lech l'shalom? When he says lech l'shalom, the Naaman, Naaman, Sarzvo Melech Aram, just told Elisha Navi that the good Lord in heaven above should forgive me. And he says, Gegizun Tehek means that he's masking with him. So he can't be masking on a Misa. Niwa, do you live Risa Lolo Dwi? Not Mukhiyev to give Tachacha, but how can he give him a bracha lech l'shalom? So don't you see from the conclusion of Tav Torah, from that whole parsha in Malachim, that there's no din of Yehorik Val Yavor by Dininach. So to this, the way we have the Girsa and the Gemara, the two ways to read over here. The Misa, loy lay malay, let Elisha not say, lech l'shalom, question mark. And for the Gemara, hobitzina, hobifarhesia. So the way we have it printed in the Gemara, there's a question mark after, loy lay malay, question mark. He should not, Elisha should not say, lech l'shalom. So the Gemara is matcha the haichocha, and it remains again on the Bayit Lev Shita, hobitzina, hobifarhesia, wrong. The only suffix we had, it's a very strange gemara, the only suffix we had as to whether Bnei Noach HaMetzuvah Kiddush Hashem or not, is only if it's going to be Befarhesi Befnei Asorah Miyisrael. If the Nocher will have to worship Avodah Zarah Befnei Asorah Miyisrael, or the Nocher will have to violate Gilei Arayis Befnei Asorah Miyisrael. But to say Yehorik Bal Yavar, even Betzina, like Bayos and the Gimel Averis Achmois, they say Yehorik Bal Yavar, that was never a suffix. I don't know why, that's in Horn Nem Tov, that was never a suffix. So that's what the Gemara says. In Beis Riemann, they're only Nachum. There are no Jews living over there. The Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael. There weren't any Jewish people in the Beis Riemann, and the Beis Avodah Zarah back in Aram. So therefore, the Gemara's Matcha d'Harechoch, Elisha Navi has the right to tell him Lech L'Shalom. That's not a problem. The good Lord in heaven above will forgive you. He says, I can speak in the name of the good Lord. He's going to forgive you, because for sure there's no Yehorik Bal Yavar Betzina. But what's Blight Taka b'Feres? He blight on by the life Shita. So according to that Girsa, it abides in a Bible like Shita, so Tosis is not happy. So what does the Gemara use the expression, my happy Allah? Every time that expression appears in Shas, it always means, was blight with the Yibayah. Then we come to a Pshitas, we come to a Maskana. So that's why Tosis prefers the other Girsa, the E and Isa. They cross out the word, Leilei Molek. It should say, the E and Isa. And if the thing is that you say, Yoharik Bal Yavar applies to Bnei Noach, why didn't Elisha Hanavi tell Naaman what the rules and the regulations are? He should have told them, yes, the Rabbanu Shlom will forgive you in Beis Rima because there are no Jews there, but if it'll ever come up, so then the din will be Yehorik Bal Yavar. So the fact that Elisha didn't tell him anything, he just says, true, in Beis Rima there won't be any problem, it's going to be Bitzina. But he should have told them, sometimes yeah and sometimes no. Sometimes there is a din of Yehorik Bal Yavar, sometimes not. So from the fact that he didn't tell him any details, that there's no din of Yehorik Bal Yavar at all. It's not in the Bible, it's Shita. It lies that it's Heta Gom. That's how the Rambam passes. The Rambam passes that there's no din of Yehorik Bal Yavar at all by the Bnei Noach. Okay, I just want to start with that because that's the Haftarah Parshas. A Parshas Tazria. That's normally the Haftarah. This week it's not the Haftarah. That's a Shaila by a Yid. Let's say, a Nochri comes with a gun and he threatens to shoot me unless I eat the chazer. And he means Miskaven la'avir al hadas. But there's no Shas Hashnad in America, it's a free country. I'm a Shugan and Nochri. And it's not Befehesi, nobody else is there. No one's going to know about it. So it's Betzina, and it's not B'Shas HaShmat. So the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, and I'm allowed to eat the Chazer. What if I want to go Lefnei Mishurus HaDin, I want to volunteer to be Maisa Nefesh, even though I'm not Mechivtu? So that's a Machalekis HaRishayim. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to. The Rambam's opinion is you're not allowed to. And the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah disagrees. Tosfos says that even though the din is that you, that pikuach nefesh is doicha, but if a person wants to volunteer, if nimi shuvas hadir, there is a midas chasidus. There is a midas chasidus. If a person is a chayla, let's say a person is sick, and he has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, he has to eat on Yom Kippur, he has to eat chametz, has to eat macholos asuras. So there's no midas chasidus. That's what the Rishonim said. There's no midas chasidus over there. To say that you want to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Yom Kippur, there's no anus. There's no what are you going to say? He was mekayim kiddush Hashem. There's no anus. The only time it's possible to visualize that Tosfos will disagree with the Rambam is when there's an anus who is miskaven lahavir al hadas. So then you say Chotshi was he volunteered to do a kiddush Hashem. How does Tosfos know that that's so? That you're permitted to volunteer lifnei mishuras hadin? Why? How do they know what to say against the Rambam? Because the Gemara says in the third parak in Ksubis, Al Molid Nogdu L'Hanani Mishol Vazarya Al Palchol Etzlomo. The Gemara says when they threaten them that they're going to kill them unless they worship the Tzelem, so they were prepared to give up their lives, and then they threw them into the Kibshan Nation and didn't get burned. So the Gemara says, but if they would have tortured them, then they would have worshipped the Tzelem. So Tosfos Spekta Kasha, how were they allowed to? So the Gemara wants to prove that the torture, physical pain, is worse, is more difficult than giving up your life chad pami. It's easier to give up your life quickly than to suffer prolonged suffering and agony and pain. So Tosfos Spekta Kasha, what do you mean? If they would have Ilmolim Nogdu, if they would have tortured Hanan Mishal Vazarya, they would have worshipped itself. How were they allowed to? But the din is Yehar Val Yavar, it's Avodah Zarah. So some of Forshim say on the Gemara, Sarni Shitim Gubetzis has a discussion. Some say it's not that Al Pidin they would have been permitted to worship the Avodah Zarah. We know during the Korean War they used to torture the American prisoners of war, all the prisoners of war then. They tortured them so much till they got them to do things and say things that they would never have done. They took away the Bechira Chavshis. You torture a person long enough, so you just break his resistance. So he has no choice. So of course he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's what some Rishonim say. And Mali Nagdu, if they would have tortured them, have a Pachol Atzlama, they would have accomplished what they wanted. But it doesn't mean that Al-Pidin would have been Mutam. But most of the Rishonim don't learn like that. Tosfos, most of the Rishonim learn, have a Pachol Atzlama means it would have been permissible for them to worship the Tzelem. How can that be? How is it permissible? So one day in the Shita Mekubetzis is that even though it's Avodah Zarah, even though to worship Avodah Zarah is Yehar Val Yavar, but this is worse. To give up your life, Chad Pami, that you mechuyev. But to suffer, prolonged suffering, that's more than giving up your life one time. That's exactly what the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev. That's a big chiddush. When the Pasuk says, B'chol nafshech, afid neiklas nafshecha, it doesn't mean to the nth degree. Neiklas nafshecha, that's all. Ad kan v'lo yosef. Just like when it comes to achrei sa mitzvah, I say, so there are more paskins, there's a limit. You're not mechuyev to spend more than hoin rav, more than one-fifth of your total savings. And when it comes to a lois essay, you have to spend kol hoin beso up until a safek sakon. Once it's a safek sakon, you're not mechuyev. So even when it comes to avodah zarah, it's not to all the way to the end. No. I feel a neitlus nafshecha, but that's a gvul. That's all. Neitlus nafshecha. More if you're going to have to suffer prolonged agony, but the Pashtus is not so. Most of the Rishonim assume not so. So how do you read Pshat in the Gemara if he should assume Havel Palchol Etzloma that Hanan Mishol Vazarya would have paskened Lahalacha correctly that it's mutter to worship the Tzelem? So how can it be that it's mutter to worship the Tzelem? Isn't it Yehar Val Yavar? So that's what Tosfos comes up with in Einfeld, that it wasn't really a Avodah Zarah. It was a Tzelem that was lechvod HaMelech. It was only lechvod Basav Adam. He wasn't really deified. So what's the problem? So other Rabs, so let everybody worship. No one was worshiping the Tzelem. So let everybody bow down to the Tzelem. It was only lechvod HaMelech. So Tosfos says, no, but it's a shmecht from there. It looks like Avodah Zarah. So they were prepared to give up their lives because something was going to look like Avodah Zarah. So Amar Asayin of Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't really Avodah Zarah at all. And they weren't even called upon to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's, Tosfos learns that's what it says in the Gemara, that you're permitted, that's what Hanan Mishal Vazari did. They gave up their lives even though they weren't mechuyev to. So Tesis was forced into their shita. The Rambam does not agree. The Rambam says, whenever the din is that the koach nefesh is there, you're not allowed to volunteer to give up your life. Hariz a mischai bin afsho. It's like a person who committed suicide. You're not allowed to. But Tesis says no. Even in a case where you're not mechuyif to give up your life, there is a midas chasidus. And that's how Tesis read the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim says, how did Hanan Mishol Vazaria know that it was permissible to give up their lives? So the Gemara says they learned from the Tzvardeim, no? They learned Kal v'chomer from the Tzvardeim. That when, by the Oynish, by the Makab, Rola b'sanarecha v'mishare secha, so the Tana meant when the fire was on. So the Tzvardeim ran into the Tanur in order to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem that the Makab should occur, v'olu b'veisecha v'chadam mishkocha, v'b'tanurecha, even though they weren't mitzvah and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Still, they went and they gave up their lives. So you see that there's such a thing as a voluntary Yohar Balyam. He learned that from the Tzvardeh. So Madach by the Tzvardeh, he's never mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. Still, there's such a concept as voluntary Yohar Balyam or to do Rotzen Hashem. And certainly more so, Ben Yisrael, who sometimes does have a mitzvah of Yohar Balyam under certain circumstances, even when those circumstances are not present, and more of the svar than by the tzvardeh that he should be permitted to volunteer a yehari v'yav. That's how Tosis read all the Gemaras.
Why did they learn enough?
I mean, why didn't the Gemara learn out from Avram Avinu? That's what the Mishlam Melech talks about. Why didn't the Gemara learn out from the Kivshan Reish? According to the Medrash, that Avram Avinu was prepared to give up his life, the Rambam paskins la'alocha that Ben Noach is not... not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam writes that whenever you're not mitzvah, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. So it was blocked by Avram Avinu. How did Avram Avinu did wrong? So the Mishlam Melech is that kasha. So he says that he claims that that's the teretz, I think, to the Ramban's kasha. I think the Ramban of the Menezri is that kasha. How come the Chumash doesn't write this about the Kipshan Ha'esh? It's just a derech agav. It mentions the Ur-Kazdim. Ur-Kazdim means that there was a fire. Why doesn't it say that they wanted him to worship Avodah Zarah, and he gave up his life in the Siris Nefesh? Why doesn't it mention that? So the Mishlam Melech writes, because he did Shalai Kiddin. Because what the Chumash is right, that Avram Avinu did Shalai Kiddin. It's a good thing that he did Shalai Kiddin. He instilled the Midah of Yoharik Vayav, this Midah of the Siris Nefesh, and all the Klal Yisrael. But then Mishlam Melech writes like that, and Parash is right. He has a whole drush on Yoharik Vayav Ben Menet. So he says, that's why the Chumash doesn't want to write this story, because it was Shalai Kahalacha. Oh, Rabbi Akiva was, that was a Shas Hashma, yeah. That was a Shas Hashma, but it was a mitzvah, yeah. We're going to have to learn this Gemara to see what's Taka the Din by Rabbi Akiva. Was that the Midas Chassidus that he was Moshe Nefesh to teach Torah? Or was that the Mikar Adin?
The Ramban, by Yishlach Magid HaRoshes, says a similar thing, that if they were talking to Kedah's Nashkor, I would be Moshe Nefesh, but were they torturing you,
So the Ramban says that what? The torture?
I don't know the Russian, but if he says, Kedah's Nashkor, I'm ready to do, but were they torturing you?
It's more difficult. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, but Lecher Avram Avinu, even if he had a din, he said that was only after he was in Stav Al Amila. This was before, way before. Yeah, that's the famous Parashas Drach. He has a whole tilpul of that. Machlekes, he has a few times he said that there was a Machlekes in the days of the Yavis, but there were Yotze Mechlal Ben Enayach. One of the Chassidish Rebbe said that many generations later, when the Chassidish Rebbe said that there was a big kitrug in Bezmer Shalmaila when the Parashas Drachim came out, that he was making leitzanis from all the Midrashim. Like his Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro, but the Bnei Yisrael were Yotzim Achlal and Pshetlach a little bit. Most of the Parashas Drachim is not like that. Most of the Parashas Drachim is just Drush. I got it to a little bit halacha here and there. And that's the questionable part. The pilpul that he has about whether Yotzim Mechlav Ben Anayach, and he said that was Machlekes between Yosef and the brothers and this. So that's the questionable part of the Parashas Yom. The rest of the Sefer is Meirik. Rather, we mentioned before the klal is that by we assume la locha the gimel averus hachmuris of the zorgi l'rashi chazdami yehar v'yavor, even if it's lahanu asatzma. We discussed a few weeks ago the machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban. The Balamor thought that you only say yehar v'yavor by yishvi chazdami mitzvah. My chazis that doesn't make a difference whether lahanu asatzma or not. But by Avodah Zarah, sometimes you can have a case of Litna Iver of Avodah Zarah. That was the way the Balamor read the Gemara, Hanukkah Vakim Dimunik, he said Litna Iver of Avodah Zarah, Zoroastrians wanted to worship their Avodah Zarah, so they used to go to all the homes, the Jewish homes and not Jewish homes, used to collect all the candles and they used to take it into the church. And that was part of their ritual. So they weren't forcing the Jewish people to, they didn't care to cause the Jewish people to join their religion. This was the way they worshipped their religion. So when they would come to the home and they would be insistent that the Jews should give them the candle, they would give them. So the Gemara says, how can you, the Gemara raised the question, how can you give them the candle? It's an aveir of lifneva lesita michshol, because the goyim are going to use this candle to worship Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So, and the Aver is being done for Hesya. Everybody knows about it. So how can we give over Kavaki to the Muniki? How can we give over the candles to the Nochrim to worship Avodah Zarah in their church? So it's a raya that whenever it's Lahanu Asatzman is Mutter. So the Balamor assumed that Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is the same as Avodah Zarah. It's also Abizrahil of Avodah Zarah. Just like on Avodah Zarah, say Yehard Vayavar. So on Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah, it's also Yehard Vayavar. The Ramban disagrees on the whole thing. He says, not true. It's called Shari Sum, it's like eating chaza. So that's why the Gemara holds that whenever it's Lahanu Asatzman is Mutter. But the Balamor held, Lifneiver of any given Aveira is considered a chelik of that Aveira. So Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is equivalent to worshipping Avodah Zarah. And still the Gemara says that since their kavan is not Lahavar al Adas, the Nochem are not interested in causing the Jews to violate our religion. They don't care what religion. Even if we would be the same of the Avodah Zarah as they would be, they would also collect all the candles and take it to the church. They don't care what religion we belong to. They're not interested in getting us to join their religion. They want to worship their religion. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, since Lahanu Asatzman is Mutter. So the Balamor said, look at the Chiddush in the Gemara, that Avodah Zarah, you don't say Yehareg Bal Yavar, in the case Lahanu Asatzman. So the... So that's not the generally accepted opinion. Shulchan Aruch, we paskin not, so we paskin like the Ramban. That by all the Gimel Averus HaMuras, we assume that Lifneiver of Avodah Zarah is not the same as Avodah Zarah. Lifneiver is the equivalent of Shar Averus. So there, it's governed with the rules and regulations of Shar Averus. It's only if it's Miskaben Lahavar Al Adas, and only Bifar Hesi, and only Bishaz Hashmad, and so on. But Avodah Zarah Mamish, even if it would be Lahanu Asatzman, you would have to be Yehareg Bal Yavar. That's how we paskin. So we assume that this pasuk that says in Chumash, "We have to ask Hashem Elokech b'chol nafshecha afilu noita l'snafshecha," what does it mean? This is the mocker for Yehareg Bal Yavar by Avodah Zarah. The mocker for Yehareg Bal Yavar by Shvichas Damim is the svara of my chazis. The mocker for Yehareg Bal Yavar by Gili Arayis was the Hekish Kikakyo, Tashiyokim Mishari Yitzchak and Nevshkein Ador Azen. The mocker for Yehareg Bal Yavar by Avodah Zarah was this pasuk from Kriyas Shma. We have to ask Hashem Elokech b'chol nafshecha. So in that pasuk it says b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol miyodecha. B'chol miyodecha means b'chol mamaycha. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying you have to be careful not to worship Avodah Zarah, even if it means that you have to give your last penny. So the Vilna Gaon writes, he quotes from the earlier Achrayim in Yerideya, that the simple reading of the drasha of the Braisa sounds like the obligation to give away kol hoin beisoy is only by Avodah Zarah. That's a p'china like Yehareg Bal Yavar. When it comes to Shabbos, let's say, the only way to be Shema Shabbos is if you're going to lose all of your savings. The only way to keep kosher is if your mamish go broke. The only way to keep kosher is if you're going to spend all of your money. So the Vilna Gaon quotes Achrayim will say that there is, that the limitation of Hamavazir is Ayavazir is Yesi Michoimish, doesn't only apply by mitzvah sese, it even applies by mitzvah slo sese. The Ramah made the three madregis and said by mitzvah sese, there's a limit. You mechuyah to be ma'aseh nefesh by Yiddishkeit. How far? So mitzvah sese is only up until hamavazvus, ayavazvus, yaseh mechemesh. That's also questionable. The original mocker in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun says by tzedokah, hamavazvus, ayavazvus, yaseh mechemesh, shema yeyoni v'itztarach labir. So it doesn't go on mitzvahs. And the Ramo assumes, the Ramo quotes the Rishonim, that it applies to all mitzvahs aser. You're not mechuyev to lake tefillin, you're not mechuyev to shake a lulav, to sit in sukkah, to eat matzah. If it's going to cost you more than chaymish, it'll cost you more than one-fifth of your total savings in order to fulfill this mitzvah, so the Ramah paskens that you're not mechuyev. And then when it comes to mitzvahs loisei, so the Ramah says mechuyev to give away kol haim veisai, but up into, but the right that there's a limit, you have to give away your last penny, but the limit is whenever there's a suffix sakana, or anything worse than a sakana, even a far-fetched suffix sakana, so the din is that a suffix sakana is decha kol atar kula. When it comes to the Gimel Averis HaChamuris, then you say Yehar Vayavar all the way. We assume, not like that Sheet Mukubetzis and Ksubis, that if it's prolonged agony, that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume that there's no limits, Kol Nafshecha. So that's what so according to the Ramah, the halacha that you have to give away Kol Mamaincha is not a din that's Miyuchat Avod Izar. It's a din in all Oisese. So why does it say it all the year? We have to ask Hashem of Akecho, goes on Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, we have to ask Hashem of Akecho, b'chol nafshecha afilu noitel es nafshecha b'chol miyodecha b'chol mamoincha. So the Vilna Gaon says it's from the earlier acronym from the Mahariv, Rav Yankev Weil, he quotes it, that the simple reading of the Braise contradicts the Ramah. It would appear from the Braise that spending kol hon beso is only obligatory in order to save yourself from violating Avodah Zarah, but for Shabbos and Kashrus and everything else there's no such limit. It was going to cost more than Hayim Rav, so you're not mechuyev to. That's not the generally, it's not the accepted opinion. The Ramah says not, so we don't follow this. We're not sure if the Vilna Gaon meant to be either the halacha. The Vilna Gaon just quotes it. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, quotes a lot of things. He doesn't necessarily say what his opinion is. He just gives Mar Mekoymus. Once in a while, he gives you his opinion. Most of the while, he doesn't tell. Most of the time, he doesn't tell you what he says halacha. He just quotes this day. There is such a day. Anyway, last week, these are all the middle of everything. Last week we left off in the middle of the Gemara and on his base. That the Gemara said that the halacha requires the three cases of Yehar Gval Yavar. By Abu Dizar, Gilei Reis, and Shvichas Domim. So we always assume Yehar Gval Yavar. Even Lahano Asatzman, and even Bitzine, we did not miskaven Lahavar Ladas, we always say Yehar Gval Yavar. And by Shar Averis, by Chilul Shabbos, or by Kashrus, by other Averis, so sometimes you also say Yehar Gval Yavar. When is that? Either if the Avera is being, if they're causing me to violate the Avera, Bifar Hesya means Bifnei Asorah Mi Yisrael, the Gemara says, the Gemara learns it up in the Pasuk. The Nigdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael, and Besoch has the connotation, you learn Xereshove, Asya Toch Toch, the Gemara has on the top of Ayin Dalam Beis, it says by the Meraglim, there were 12 Meraglim, so two of them, Yeshua and Kolev, didn't do anything wrong. And the others were called Hoedo Haruazos. So Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded back, tells Bnei Yisrael, he bought them Mitoch Hoedo Haruazos, Echal Oysam Kiroga. So the expression is used, Mitoch, regarding the 10 Meraglim. So you see that the word Toch has the connotation of 10. So the Gemara says, that's how we establish that Kiddush Hashem requires Bifnei Asorah Meyisrael. Bifnei Asorah Meyisrael. The Gemara has a Shaila, can you mitzarif one Nochri to the minion? A funny shayla. Boy, Rab Yirmiyo on the fifth line from the top. What if you have Tishi Yisov and Ochri Echod? Mahu? Can you be mitzarif one Ochri? The Gemara says, no, you cannot be mitzarif an Ochri to the Minyan. You need not get 10 Yisrael. But Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva. He says that we, a lot of times years ago, now Yiddishkeit is strong in these parts of the world, but years ago, a lot of times there were minyanim where they didn't have 10 people who were bar mitzvah. So it was a common practice. There used to be mitzarif a cotton. Some had the practice holding a chumash, some had practice not holding a chumash, whatever. So hutar biyadayana. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the machlokes is quoted. It's a taisis and brachis and shlosh shavru. Yeah. So la halacha, that was a commonly practiced kula that the achrayim talk about. In chasalah, they always talk about halacha lemaisa. Yekim emitzar for cotton to a minyan. There's even one opinion that the Mishnah Brewer writes is not even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. There's one opinion yekim emitzar one isha to a minyan. One isha to a minyan, and the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you read the Mechaber, it wasn't even quoted. It wasn't even mentioned and rejected. The cotton, to be mitzarif one cotton, that's 2 days in the Mechaber. The mitzarif one isha, that's in the Mordechai, but it never even made into the Shulchan Aruch to be discussed, to be rejected. That's what there's a Ramban in Brochus. The Ramban has years ago, used to be, I don't know if they have it anymore, they used to have Shendela de Chazente. I think she was a Chazente in a conservative temple. Just on the radio? Oh, so there's a Ramban who discusses can a woman be a chazan to say chazaras hashatzana. Now they have in the conservative temples they sometimes chazan. So the shadis can yab a woman chazan. So the Ramban writes in the Malchamas on Brochus, if you have a woman chazan saying chazaras hashatz and saying kaddish, so it's not permissible because by definition she's always saying chazaras hashatz without a minyan. Because he quotes there's a Gemara in Erevin where the Gemara says that the chazan has to be in this, the whole minyan, the 10 people who constitute the minyan have to be in the same room. If you have 9 people in one room and 9 people in another room, so they're not mitztarfim to a minyan. A lot of times you have in the base oval like that. When they make a minyan in the base oval, so sometimes the rooms are not big enough. So you have 9 people here, you have 18 people, but you don't have a minyan. You have 9 people in one room and 9 people in the other room. So by benching mezumin, there's a Gemara in Brachas and Shloshim Shtachu, that if the Royim says, if you have not 5 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, and Miktsasim Royim, Elu Eselu, then the Mitztarfim to bench mezumin Basar. And the Rajbo and the Tshuva, in the Mishnah Berurah quote, the Rajbo and the Tshuva is Mesupik, whether the same din applies to davening Tfilah B'tzibur also. In the Lein Kriyas HaTerek, and you say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruchu, if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, the Royim says, the Mishnah Berurah recommends that you shouldn't rely on this, because even the Rajbo is only Mesupik about it. And other Rishonim say Beferish, it's no good. Based on the Gemara in Erevin and Kol Gagas, the Gemara said Beferish.
It's also Matsar. That's one of the Babai Secha
Jurka. I mean, the waiter sees 2 cool. It's Mitzara for what? For benching? For benching?
No, for Babai Secha Jurka. That's not, you're not eating in Shnei Batam.
Yeah. I don't remember. The Gemara has a machlokes about tanoim, how to read the Bais Secha Yochel, whether one chavura or one bayis. I don't remember that Gemara. I don't remember. So the Ramban quotes the. But that you don't need a minion to say Shlos Anisha, but for the Chazaras Hashatz, you do need a minion. Shlos Anisha doesn't need a minion though. For that you don't need it. Everybody says that the Yechidus. But the Shalom, let's say, for Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says in Erevin that the Chazan has to be one of the 10 people who constituted a minion. You have 100 people in one room and the Chazan is in the other room, he can't say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. If they're saying Kedusha there, I can answer. If they're saying Kaddish, if they're saying Baruch Hu, I can answer. That's the Gemara, that's what Taisa says, that's the Gemara in Psochim. If you have a minion in one room, but if you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, then mechitza she'ena shel barzel is also mafsekes. You don't have a minion. You have to have a minion in one place. So the Ramban writes, and even if you have 1,000 people in the room, but the woman is not mitzarf to the minion. So by definition, the woman is not part of the minion. So if the woman will be the chazan, so by definition, she's always davening without a minion. So if you need something that needs a let's say a shayla, can a woman, a popular shayla these days, can a woman say Kaddish? Let's say a parent died and there are no sons to say Kaddish. In some places there are sons to say Kaddish and whatever. The daughter wants to say Kaddish. Is that permissible or not? Can a woman say Kaddish? So the Tizchit Shuv in Yerudeya in Hilchas Kaddish, the end of Hilchas Avelis, quotes from the Chavis Yoya that Mikra Din, a woman may recite Kaddish, but it's against the Minik. He says, Shekadeh l'shalol l'shaber is a Minik. So we shouldn't allow the women to say kasha. That's what some poskim say that in the later years. Rav Moshe writes like that, and others write. Rav Moshe writes that it's a dovi yadua, that in Vilna sometimes women would come into shul and to say kaddish, that there was no minig against it, so we follow the Chavis Yoha writes that mikra din, a woman may say kaddish. But it's really not so glatt, it's not so smooth, because the way the Ramban pointed out, if a woman, you can't say kaddish without a minion, and you have to have the minion by you, so it's not good. If they're saying Kaddish over there, so I can answer Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu outside also. Then we apply the klal afidim mechitza shel barzalein mafsek is ben yisrael aviyim shabashim. But in order to say Kaddish, in order to be the mezamin, in order to be the chazan, or the chazan to say the Kaddish, you have to have a minion where you are, and you have to be part of that minion. That's what the Ramban says. You have to be part of that minion. That's the Gemara in Erevin. So if you all, the woman can be mitzarf to the minion, that's the shita that never even made it to the Shulchan Aruch. So the woman is part of the minyan, okay? So this is what to discuss. What the Chavis Yoyer raised an issue, is it against the minyan or not? Because Mikra Adin, the woman has the minyan. But if you all the way the Mishnah Berurah said that sheet, he points out that sheet was not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That a cotton, where the cotton can be mitzvah to a minyan that's taka 2 days, and will make a halacha l'maaseh. But a woman, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, that's conservative temples, where they are mitzvah a woman to the minyan. So Rav Moshe says, would they say Yehor Galiava? Would they say, are they prepared to give up their lives? If Nochri will come to be minus them to eat chazer or whatever, they eat chazer without the Nochri, they eat on their own. But let's say, if a Nochri would cause them to violate, threaten them, that they should violate the Naveira, otherwise they're going to kill them. So if it's done with Hesia, then the din is Yehor Galiava. So how do you define for Hesia? B'fnei Asor Yisrael. Rav Moshe says, they're no kunsen. There means Asor Gedolim B'nei Bris. Evid is not mitzdarf, and Isha is not mitzdarf, and a kotten is not mitzdarf. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The whole kula that we have from the Gemara, from the Rishonim, the whole discussion, one Evid and one Isha, one kotten, yeah, no, maybe, whatever. The whole discussion is only on the level of the Rabbanon. By Dovish Bikdusha, that requires a minion. That's only the Rabbanon. Call the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Rice of Tikkun, said, hey, they will make a little bit. One kotten, maybe, one Evid, one Isha. But by this din deraisa, that's what the Gemara says, no, you need asara gedoyla mene chorim mene bris. There's no kunsan over here. So that's what the Gemara says, the three clubs. By the Gimel Aveir Sachamuris, you always say Yehor Gval Yavam. By Shar Aveiris, by Shari Surim, so if it, the Aveir is being violated by Ferhesi, then you say Yehor Gval Yavar. And Ferhesi means b'fnei asara mi Yisrael, ten Yisraelim gedoylim mene chorim mene bris, the whole works. Or if it's Shas Hashma, then you say Yehor Gval Yavar. Even if the Aveir is being violated, it seems. So here the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha, who has to defend. Achashverish. Wasn't she violating the Isser of intermarriage? Jewish girl marries a Nochri is an Isser of intermarriage. So since the Avera, they weren't Asari Yisraelim in the bedroom, the Rishonim point out, there weren't 10 people in the bedroom when they were violating the Avera, but all of Klal Yisrael knew about it. So since it was Mefursim Lakol, that's also called Farhesim. Rest of Farhes Yavoi, either if the Avera is done, Bishnei Asar of Yisrael, or if you know for sure, that is going to be Mefursim, Asari Yisrael, and we'll certainly find out about it. Everyone will know. Everybody knew that she was chosen as the queen. And everybody knows what that meant, that she'll be violating the Isser of intermarriage with him. So, the Gemara gives the two terutz. Abai gives a terutz, it's Kargoylam Oysa. And since it's Kargoylam, there's no din of Yehor Gval Yavar, we'll have to discuss what that means. That's a big question in Rishonim. And Rabbi says, Hano Asatz Mashayim. That Achashverosh was not miskaven lahavar al hadas. He didn't know that she was Jewish. He didn't know the chavav anything about her. He wasn't interested in causing her to violate the Jewish religion. So the only time you say Yehor Gval Yavar is when he's miskaven lahavar al hadas. Okay, we'll have to discuss it more. So here the Tosfos has the famous kasha. Why did the Gemara only ask this part of the kasha that Esther farhes yavoi? Esther was in violation of the prohibition of intermarriage, which is shavis and like eating on Yom Kippur. Like eating chazer, like if doing shara veris b'farhesia,
Perek Taisus, but the Gemara says in Megillah that Esther, Taisus quotes from Megillah, Daf Tezvav, that Esther was married to Mordechai, and the whole time she was married to Mordechai, he never gave her a get. Taisus asked at the end, why didn't he give her a get? Why didn't he give her a get? He would give her a get. She would only be in violation of the Yisrael of the intermarriage. She wouldn't be in violation of Eishes Isha. Why didn't he give a get? So Taisus says, because if you give a get, you have to have Eidus Lekiyum Adova. And Eidus is Kol Yisrael. So the whole, all the Yidden would tell each other, and everybody would become a force on what's going on. And they wanted to keep it a secret that she was Jewish and that she was married to Mordechai. They would have caused the greatest Akot. So they left the way it was. So she was living with Ahasuerus in the state of being an Eishes Isha. So Taisus Frek Takasha, so let the Gemara ask, who asked the Gilei Arayis Avoy? She was in violation of Lysinach. She's the Chaneshus Ish. Why did the Gemara only ask this secondary Kasha? Esther was in violation of Shara Averis Bifrahesia, and that should be Horik Bal Yava. They should have asked a better Kasha. Who asked the Gilei Arayis Avoy? So the Taisus gives the two famous Terutz. The Rabbi Natam gives the Teretz. The Bias Akum, if a Jewish Eishes Ish, Jewish girl is married to a Jewish boy, a regular Eishes Ish, has an affair with an Ochri, so Taisa says that's not called, the Rabbi Natam says that's not called Gilei Arayis. Why not? Because Bias Akum is Kibias Behema. It's not Mishka Behema, but it means just like Bias Behema is not called a Maisibia, so Bias Akum is also not called a Maisibia. And how does he know this idea? Where does he get such an einfab that Bias Akum Rachmone? Because the Pasuk says, Vizir Masusim Zir Masum, that the Shechlazera that comes out from the Nochrim is like from a horse. Zir Masusim Zir Masum. Where does the Gemara say that? That's a Pasuk in Navi. But where does the Gemara quote this, when he gets anything? So the Gemara quotes it in Noisim Alanus, and Yivam is Dab Tzadik Ches, there's the quote, so the Gemara is discussing there, Shnei Achim Toim Yishoisa Harasun Shalot Bigdusha Veleidos Migdusha. You have two identical twins. Mamish identical twins. And they were both, the mother was pregnant with the two twins and she converted, so they had Hayrasan Shalom Bigdusha, Veleidosan Bigdusha. So after they are born, each one goes and they're Jewish, so each one goes and gets married, so there'll be an Iser Eishesach Min Ha'ein. The mamish identical twins have the same father, the same mother. So the Gemara says there'll only be an Iser Eishesach Min Ha'ein, but there won't be an Iser, there won't be a din of Eishesach Min Ha'ov. Why won't there be Eishes Achmanov, but the mamish identical twins? We know that they have the same father. Gemara says, no, it's not a question. When we have Nochrim, who share the same father, and we say there's no Yachas, the Nochrim is not Mesiachas after the father, it's not because we're not sure who the father is. Maybe the Nochris was Mazana with various people. No, here we are sure. The mamish identical twins, we know for sure they have the same father. But nonetheless, the Gemara says it's Halachic, because the Pasuk in Navi says, Vizir Masus Zir Masam Rachmana Afkere Lizare the Nachri. The Halacha considered, the Navi says in the name of the Rabban Shalom, that the Halacha considers it that the children are not Mesiachas after the father. So from this the Rabbi Natama does give by his klal that a Nachri Shabu al Bas Yisrael, who is an Eishes Ish, the Bas Yisrael is not in violation. The Gemara said before the Nachri is Chai Misa for Baal Eishes Ish. But the Eishes Ish, the Jewish woman, is not going to be Chai Misa because Biasakum is Kibias Behema. It's not called a Maisibia. So this is quotes the Rivom. Where does it say that in the Gemara? Ikshol of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai. Where does it say that in the Gemara? He says the Gemara never said Biasakum is not called a Maisibia. That's what he says on the narrow lines, then they get a little wider. Before the very wide lines. On the third wide line, intermediate size lines. Says the Zari David Kachav Mahude Afkir Rachman of Dinya Chayis. I will be a David Kamle Afkire. Where did Rabbi Natan come off with such an einfall? The Gemara says that the Akum is not Mesiachis after the father, not only if you're not sure who the father is, because maybe he's talking not the same father, maybe the Nachris was Mazana, but even if you know Bevadoyas, they're identical twins, we know it's the same father and same mother, still it's Alpi Aloha Rachmana, Zari the Akum Afkire Rachmana. Linyan Chayis, they're not Mesiachas after the father. But where do you see from that Gemara? Bias Akum loy afkirei. Where do you see in the Gemara that the Bias Akum is not, is Lav Shmo Bia? So apparently the Rabbi Natam holds over here an equation. He holds that the reason why the children are not Mesiachas after the father is because there was no Maisa Bia. Hobe Hotalia. The reason why the children are not Mesiachas is because there was no Maisa Bia. If there would have been, if Bias Akum would be considered a Maisa Bia, then the children would have been Mesiachas. This is a discussion in Ebenezer at the end of Siman Aleph. if a woman becomes pregnant, in Shulchan Aruch they discuss such a theoretical possibility, which is very far-fetched, is Mana Gemara. A woman is bathing, and she becomes Moberis because the Shechvazera floating, the Sabra Bambati, the Loshana Gemara. There's a little Shechvazera from Azocha floating around in the bathhouse, and it enters his body. So the Rishonim say, based on Gemaras and based on medicine, that it's 99.99% impossible, so maybe 100% impossible, that a woman should become Moberis just like this in Sabra Bambati. The Gemara says the woman can only become Moberis if the Shechvazera is Yorik Echeitz into the Gufa Isha. It's just floating around in the water, it's not going to happen. But let's discuss the theoretical possibilities. A woman became the Sabra Bambati, we can ascertain who the donor is, who is the Bala Zera, or Bisman Azera, that they make artificial insemination, let's say. So it's possible, theoretically, for a woman to become Muberis without a Maisebiya. Will the children be Misyaches to the father or not? Do you say that Alpidin there is a father or not? So this is a machlekes harishanim. In the end of Siman Aleph and Eben Ezra, the Beis Shmuel quotes a machlekes the Agos Rabbeinu Peretz on the smak and other rishanim, whether the bonim are misyaches after the father. That's the machlekes the Bali Ateses. The Rabbeinu Tam says they're not misyaches. Rabbeinu Tam says, why does the Gemara say in Yevamos Daf Tzadikches that the children are not misyaches after the father? How come Rachman Avker Lizad? Because Biasak Mizlav Shemamia. There never was a Maisibia. Metzias, they did a Maisibia. But the halacha doesn't recognize it as a ma'isibiyah. So since there's no ma'isibiyah, so that's why Rahman Achkar Elizan, the Rivam says it's not Hova Hatali. What's the connection? There is a ma'isibiyah. It's a Xeris Akasa, Rahman Achkar Elizari. Where do you see that it's Hova Hatali? There is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says you're not permitted to learn Torah or to say Brachas, Tfilah, Keneged Erva, and Keneged Tzoya. The pasuk is by the soldiers in the army. It says, they have to take a shovel, and the shabbat of chisisas tzeisecha, they have to cover up the tzoya in order that they shouldn't have tefillah, because ki Hashem alakach misalach b'kerav machanecha latzid lecha v'losa sevecha lefanecha v'hoibu. And it says, v'hoi machanecha kodesh. So it says you have to be careful, b'shas torah, b'shas tefillah, you have to be careful for tzoya and for erva. So the Gemara has a havamina, that was rejected, that it's mutter to daven at the same divrei Torah kineged the erva of a nochri. Then the Gemara rejected. Why did the Gemara? What in the world was the havamina? Why should they have a havamina? So according to Rabbi Natan, you understand why. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when the moel says the bracha alamila, he's permitted to say the bracha begilu erva. He's staring at the erva. So they give different reasons why. Some say that's the mitzvah. And others say no, that's not called an Eivor HaErva. Eivor HaErva is only if it's Roy Lebiyo. And until Teisha Shana V'Yamecho, the Ketana Chusim Bashal Shana V'Yamecho is Ein B'Yosabiyo, and a Cotton is until Teisha Shana V'Yamecho is Ein B'Yosabiyo. So not only B'Shas Bris Milo. If you have a little child running around up until the age of 9, a little boy till the age of 9, in Shulchan Aruch there's one opinion that since it's Ein B'Yosabiyo, so that's not called an Eivor HaErva. So we understand very well the Gemara's Havamin, according to Rabbi Natan. The Gemara thought that since there is a Pasuk, Vizir Masusim, Vizir Mas, Rahman Achre, Lizare, Da'akum, that the children are not Mesiach HaZachra, why in the world are the children not Mesiach HaZachra? So the answer is the whole kesher between a mother is a mother, she carries the baby for 9 months. How does the father come into the picture? So the Pashtus says because it's his Zera, he's a Shutuf over here, it's his Zera. The Rabbi Natan says, no, it's not because he's the Bala Zera. Not because the Vlad has the genes from the father. It's because the father did a Maisa Bia. And Rahman Achreir Lazar Deakam because Ein Biyosa Bia. Bia Sakam is Lav Shema Bia. So the Gemara had a Havamina. Since it's Ein Biyosa Bia, so it's like a cotton koitim teisha shana via mechot. And it's Ein Biyosa Bia, so it's not Erva. So it should be mutter to say Dibre Torah and to Davin. Can I get Erva of a Nachri? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, that it says by Noyach, the service of Iem Loiro. It says that it was Noach was an Achri, so the pasuk does refer to it as Erva, despite the fact that one could have built up a whole argument to explain otherwise. The pasuk tells us that Erva Sakam is called Erva, but you don't begin to understand the Hapmin if you don't say like the Rabbi Natan. That's what the Rabbi Natan understood over here. So Rabbi Natan says that the reason why the Gemara never asked the Kashub or Esther Gili Arayis Havoi Mitzad Achashverish, he was over on the Sheva. He has seven mitzvahs ben anoch. So one of the mitzvahs ben anoch is Eishes Ish, Arayis. So if he's Baal Eishes Yisrael, the Gemara said before, Nachri is Baal Eishes Yisrael, it's called Gilei Arayis. We had the whole sugya before about that. And Ayin Aleph on the base, Akum is Baal, Naira Hamarasa. On the Israelis, that's called Eishes Ish, and the Benoich is Nera. But the Ravina Tam holds that the Isha is not going to be Nera. Why is the Isha not going to be Nera? Because Bias Akum is Lav Shmo Bia. Okay, okay. So the Gemara's kasha was Esther Farhesia Havoi. She's violating Shara Averis be Farhesia. Intermarriage is Shara Averis. She's violating Shara Averis be Farhesia. But the kasha, I she was an Eshesish, isn't it Gilei Arayis? The Rabbi Tam says no, it's not Gilei Arayis. It's not Gilei Arayis. If it would have been Gilei Arayis, we would have said Yehari Val Yavar, and there wouldn't have been any Terutzin. And the teretz that Abai gives Esther Karkolim Harsa is only a teretz vis-a-vis the kash Esther Farhesi Havoy. But if she would have taken, she was an ishish. If there would have been an issue of Gilei Arayis, the teretz that Abai gave wouldn't be emes. We would have said Yehari Val Yavar, despite the fact that it's Karkolim. And the Rivom, the Balates is the Rivom, disagrees min akotz al akotz with the Rabbi Natam, says not true. Of course Esther was an ishish. But on the kasha eshesish va'eshesish havo is a good kasha. But why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha? Isn't it a better kasha than one he asked? He says, yeah, it's a better kasha. But there we know with our eyes closed what the teretz is. Karkoyla. The teretz is karkoyla. Since it's shevi al tasa, so we know for sure you don't say yarg vayav. But the Gemara thought in the Havamina that the teretz of karkoylam doesn't pass through, doesn't fit in on the kasha of Esther Farhesi havoy. If they were causing her to violate an aver shari surim the farhesia, then what's the difference whether it's b'shevi al tasa the kumbi ase? What's the difference whether it's karkoilam or not? So that the Gemara has a machloekes abay brav. So abay holds no, karkoilam is not only a good svara lahakil by yisur eshes ish that you don't say yehari val yavar mitam marayis. It's even a good svara lahakil in the issue of shara averes b'farhesia. So it's a machloekes the rabbi netam and the rivom ben akotz al akotz. That's where Rabbi Kivega points out. In the Drush V'chidush on the beginning of Ksubas, on Daf, where is it? Daf Gimel. Beginning of Ksubas. So Rabbi Kivega points out, if you read the Taisus slowly and carefully, it's a machleg zarabin etam and a rivom opposite shittas men akotz al akotz. And that's what Taisus brings up later. The Gemara says, how do you know Yehorek val yavar by Shvichas Domim? So the Gemara says, that's a svarim. My chos is the Domim Doch Sumik Tvei. And how do you know that you say Yehari Val Yavar by Gilui Arayis? So the Gemara says that's a hekish. Kikash Yochem Misharei Tzachan Nevesh Kein Adover Azeh. Just like by Shvichas Domim you say Yehari Val Yavar, so too by Gilui Arayis you say. So here the two girsas. You say Yehari Val Yavar or you say Tehari Val Tavar. So one girsa has it. You say Tehari Val Tavar. On the Isha you say Tehari Val Tavar. You don't say Yehari Val Yavar. So the answer is no. Abai, the Rabbi Netamos. Abai only said that Karko Elam Hoysu Shevi Al Tase. That's only a Svara Lahakel vis-a-vis the Halacha of Yehari Val Yavar Shara Averis Bevaesia. But if you're talking about Gimel Averis Achamurois, so then the din is Yehari Val Yavar, even if it's going to be Shevi Al Tase. And the Rivom says just the opposite. No, that the Gemara knew for Svara Pshuta Avada Vacholadeis. Nothing to discuss by Arayis, B'Shevi Al-Tasa. Of course you say that there's no Yehari Val Yavar. The Gemara's whole Shaila was. The Gemara knew all along that Karko Elam, if it's Shevi Al-Tasa, that's what Taisus learns. Karko Elam means Shevi Al-Tasa. Not all, the Rambam doesn't translate like that. That's what Taisus learns. Karko Elam means that it's Shevi Al-Tasa. So the Rivom learns the opposite from the Rabbi Natam. As far as Gilei Arayis is concerned, that the Gemara knew all along that you don't say Yehari Val Yavar by her. And when it says in the Gemara, Af Naira Hamaroso, the Girsa should not be, just like by Ritzdech, Yehari Val Yavar, so too by Naira Hamaroso, not the Girsa should be. Tehorik Val Tava, no, what kind of Tehorik? The girl is always, if they come to attack an Eishes Ish, the girl is always B'Shevi Al Tasa. So you can't have the Girsa Tehorik Val Tava, the Girsa has to be Yehari Val Yavar. They hold up a gun to a man and they tell him to be Ma'anis and Eishes Ish. Then the din is that Yehari Val Yavar, because he's doing the Kumi Aseh. But if they're Ma'anis a girl, that's usually going to be B'Shevi Al Tasa. Unless Taisus says they're Ma'anis a girl, she told me, Olehu Aseh Ervo. So she's doing the whole Kumi Aseh. So this is a big machlokes in Yeridei. There's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. whether you say Yoharag Bal Yama Bagili Harais, if the girl is Bishavi Al Tasa, you say Mitzad Isha, and Anas comes to attack an Ashes Ish, and she has a way to prevent herself from violating Daver, but he'll kill her. If she'll resist, she's afraid that he's going to kill her. So does the halacha require that she has to give up her life in order not to violate the Avera Boinus, in order not to violate the Avera of Gilead Reis or not? So those are the two girsas in the Gemara. Afnai Marasa Tehorig Val Tavar, or Afnai Ramarasa Yehorig Val Yavar. And that's exactly this machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. That's how Tosis presents it, with the two girsas. That's machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. The Rivam holds that was a double pashat all along, that you say Shevi Al Tasa Shiny. Karko Elam Hoysam Yishevi Al Tasa Shiny, you don't say Yehorig Val Yavar by Gilead Reis. Rabbi Natan says, not true. The reason why there was no Yehorig Bal Yava here by Esther, because Biasakam is not called Gilead Reis. But if it wouldn't have, if not for that consideration, then the Rabbi Natan holds, of course it would be Yehorig Bal Yava. So what's the issue over here? What's the machlekes over here? So there's a famous biur from Rabbi Chana Wasserman in the Shurim on Yevomis, when this comes up in the beginning of Perak HaVoa HaBoa Yevimto, here Tosis quotes it. And HaBoa Yevimto Daf Nun Gimel. Rabbi Chana has a whole sefer on Yevomis. So he writes, he quotes a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf. Gemara in Erevin, has a discussion, what does a person do if he's in a predicament, he's in a dilemma, that he can either do A, B, or C, and everything is awesome. A is an Aver, B is an Aver, C is an Aver, everything is an Aver. He has to do something. So what, he's given all the choices, and all the choices are Avera. So what should he do? So you have to try to figure out the least of all of the evils. So how do you determine which is the least of all of the evils? So there's a whole sugya on that. So one of the considerations, how do they determine, this is not the sole consideration. This is one of the considerations in determining which is the least. This issue came up in a humorous fashion many years ago. For many years, after Hakamas on Medina, the Aguda never belonged to the coalition government. And that's what the Aguda stood for, not to join with the Kofrim. They clearly were, and they still are, a lot of Kofrim. So then, it reached the point, and the Mizrahi always joined the government. So it reached the point that Rav Lezer Shach, when he was still in the Aguda, so Rav Lezer Shach said that they should join the coalition government. So then he was being attacked. How can you join the government? Stach Yoharik Ba'yavah. That's the lotion that he used to say. So Yoharik Ba'yavah, you're not allowed to join the government. So he had to defend himself. So he wrote a letter, I remember that time, to Rav Shnia Kotler, both under Allah Masareni. So he wrote a letter to Rav Shnia Kotler, which apparently they left instructions that letter should be hung up in all the yeshivas. I remember the handwritten letter, Rav Lezer Shach's handwriting, that he writes, Kibalnu Mirabaseinu, that when you're in a predicament, in a dilemma, you have to be Boicha B'miyot Tara. And Boicha B'miyot Tara doesn't always mean Shevi Al Tasa. It's not that if... Here you have two alternatives, he explains in the letter. If you'll join the government, join the coalition, it's an Avera to join the government, because they're doing Dvar Ma'asurim. If you don't join the government, there's also an Avera, because they're doing all kinds of Dvar Ma'asurim. And if you will join the coalition, you'll be able to hold them back from doing some of the Dvar Ma'asurim. So some argued Shevi Al Tasa Odev. That's the cloud that the Gemara has there in Erevin Daf Kuf. So Rav Lezer Shach, Zechon Lebracha, wrote in his letter, that's not the sole cloud. That's not the main cloud, the overriding cloud. That's one of the several cloudim. Sometimes you can determine between A and B, which is the lesser of the two evils, and it's going to be the Aver of the Kumli Aseh will be the lesser of the two evils. It's not always Shevi Al Tasa Odev. Shevi Al Tasa is always the lesser of the two evils. The Gemara has the Shevi Al Tasa Odev there in Yom. Erev and Daf Kuf, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from the end of Zvachim. It's in Rosh Hashanah. Also the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. You have some karbonis need four zrikas, and some karbonis need one zrika. There's matna achas and matna dalet. So the Mishnah says, if you take the karbonis that only need one zrika, and you do a zrika on all the four karbonis on Mizbeach, you're over on Baltoisa. Taisis in Rosh Hashanah writes, okay, if you do 100 times on the same corner, it's not Baltoisa, that's repeating. You can repeat the mitzvah as many times as you want, but if you do more than one corner, that's baltas. Okay. And if you take the carbon that has, supposed to have four zrikas, see, if you did one zrika b'dieved and then the dam was nishpach zafrafam, what can you do? So it's a machlokes hatanan, we pass from like the siddle, that b'dieved the carbon is kosher, even though you only did one zrika. But let's say I take the dam and I do one zrika and that's all. And I call it quits and I don't bother to do the rest. What's kosher b'diyeved, I made it l'chatchila. I know that the din is he's supposed to do four zrikas. And I go and I don't care, I don't want to waste my time doing four zrikas. The b'diyeved is good, one zrika, good old b'diyeved. So I lead a life of b'diyeved. So the Mishnah says that you're ever on Baal Tigra. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. And the Bir Halacha points out that Mishnah, that it would appear from that Mishnah that if you're supposed to do a mitzvah l'chatchila one way, but b'diyeved, if you did it a different way, it's good. And you chose to do it b'diyeved in a l'chatchila case. You could have done it l'chatchila b'hidura. And you did it, you wanted to be lazy. You didn't want to do it the way you're supposed to do it l'chatchila. So he says from the Mishnah would appear that's right around Baal Tigra. Not the same as a hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is a different thing. That's not b'diyeved l'chatchila. That's the yer to the mitzvah b'shleimus and then b'hidura. That's extra special. That's the icing on top of the cake. But if you're missing part of the cake, if you're missing one of the ingredients, the only yotze the mitzvah b'diyeved, and you do it l'chatchila like that, so he says, would appear from the Mishnah that that's Baal Tigra. So the Mishnah has the following dilemma. They have the omekabel dam from a korban chatos. Kabel dam from a korban that needs four zrikas, then omekabel dam from a korban that needs one zrika, and the two dam got mixed in together, it's all in one kos. So what are you going to do? Are you going to do dalet zrikas, so you'll be in violation of Baal Tosif on the dam that should only have one zrika? If you're going to do one zrika and you're still standing with the cost of dam in your hands, and you have the brayer, you have the option of doing all the four zrikas, and you choose not to, so that's a violation of Baal Tigra. So whatever you do, so which should you do? So it's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, machlekes Hatanai. So the Mishnah and the Gemara give svaras lekan lekan. Why should you choose? Why should you be modest to do this way, or why should you be modest to do that way? So one of the several svaras that's mentioned, that's Rabbi Elazar Shach says, that's not always the overriding consideration. Sometimes there are other ways to determine. One of the svaras is, the Sheva al Tasa Odif, if you only do one zrika, so you'll be in violation of Baal Tigra, the Sheva al Tasa. If you'll do four zrikas, then you'll be in violation of Baal Tasa, the Kumbi Yaseh. So you're faced with a dilemma. Whatever you do, you'll be doing an Aveira. You may decide to pour out all of them, so then you won't be able to anything. That's for sure, Tegnish. Or you can either do four zrikas, what are you going to do? Two zrikas, three zrikas, two and a half zrikas, what are you going to do here? So what are you going to do? If you do four zrikas, you violated the Aveira, the Kumbi Yaseh. If you do one zrika, you violate Aveira, B'Sheva Al Tasa. So one Tana says that the Aveira, B'Sheva Al Tasa, is less than Aveira, B'Kumbi Yaseh. So Rabbi Elazar Shach wrote, but that's not the sole detail. Here he's trying to say that we should join the coalition. I just thought the Kumbi Yaseh, they're both Teignish, they're Teignish. If you don't join the government, they're going gore, Gefelech. If you do join the government, so you're doing something wrong, but at least you'll be misakin a little bit. So he says, under the circumstances, in this case, it's better, yes, to join the government. And then later on, he left the Agud, he made his own organization. Okay, he made the Degelata. There was a later parshin in Rav Shach's life. So Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman has the famous Mimer, where he explains the Tosis over here. Tosis gives a mashal. How did you know that the din is that Yehorek Val Yavar by Gili Arayis? Because of the hekish tivit sicha, ki kashi yokel mishal riyeh itzach hanavish kein ador vazeh. Yechimah boz el alam deinu. The pasuk says about nara l'sasa dovin. Man was ma'anis nara homerosta bo'ir, and basada, ki basada mitzot tzaka anara v'eim o'shiolo. So oynes rachmane patri. What is added on by giving the mashal ki kashi yokel mishal riyeh itzach hanavish? Just like the murder victim is not guilty of anything, so too the nara homerosta not guilty. Shtei chan she's not guilty, but nara l'sasa dovin tzaka anara v'eim o'shiolo. It says already she's not guilty on Tzach Mane Patri. What's added by the Moshe? So the Gemara says, what's added is to teach you the din of Yehorek, the two din. Teach me the din of Reidev, Emoshiolo, I learned from Nair Amarasa to Retzeach, and I learned from Retzeach to Nair Amarasa, the Yehorek Valyav. So Tosfos says, but how did you know by Retzeach Gufa, Yehorek Valyav, but that's Mitzar Asvar. What's the Svar? What does it mean? The Nachri comes, he holds a gun to me, he threatens to kill me unless I shoot the other person. He wants someone to do the dirty, but wants me to kill. So the Gemara says, Maichos is the Dama Yadachsu Mikhtvei, you're faced with a dilemma. Someone's going to lose his life over here, either Pliny or me. So Maichos is, how do you know to choose to kill him and to save your life? Maybe let him kill you and let the other one be saved. It's mamish equal. There's no way to determine. So therefore, the halacha says, Sheva al tasa odiv. Don't shoot the other one and save your own life. Don't do anything. Act b'shei v'al tasa. Don't do anything. Everything is equal. There's no way. My chazus, everything is equal. It's even. So there's no way to determine which is other. So Taisa says, but what would be if they're not threatening you, shoot Pliny, otherwise we're going to shoot you. They pick me up and they're going to drop me on a tinoik, and then for sure the tinoik is going to get crushed to death. I can resist. And if I'll resist, then they'll kill me. So Taisus raises the question, am I mechuyev to resist? They're not calling upon me to act to cool me out, say to go shoot Pliny. They picked me up and they're going to drop me on top of the baby and crush the baby to death. So Taisus writes a double posha that in such a case, the din would not be horrible yam. The din would be that you act b'shei v'al tasa. So Taisus understands, my chazis, the dom the doch sumik tvei means, my chazis means everything is equal. I don't know whether my pikach nevish is pikach nevish. Everything is shkulin. So when things are shokul, so what do? So you say shei v'al tasa ariv. So if they threaten to kill me unless I shoot Pliny, so shei v'al tasa, don't shoot Pliny. Either going to shoot you, okay, so you act the shei v'al tasa. And if they're going to drop you on the tina, the tina should get crushed to death, so let them drop you on the tina. You just act the shei v'al tasa. So the Mela Taisa says, if the whole mocker of Yoharik Val Yabba Bagili Arais is through the Hekish from Reitzea, by Reitzea Gufa, it's only known because of this far in my chazis, and my chazis means Shevi Al Tasa Odiv. So the Mela Bagili Arais is also going to be Shevi Al Tasa Odiv. So the only time you say Yoharik Val Yabba is, they hold a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me unless I'll be Baal and Eshesish. So then the din is, don't go Bikum V'yasei, don't go do a Maisa Aver, Shevi Al Tasa, don't do the Aver and let them kill you. But let's say the Isha, the Eshesish, is being Neneses, and they threaten they're going to kill her unless they allow the Anos wants to be Ma'anis, the Eshesish. So let her act B'Shei V'Al Tasa, like if they're dropping me on the Tinak. So Taisa says, that's what the Rivom said. That's the argument that with the Rivom. The Rivom holds that B'Shei V'Al Tasa on it, because what you have over here is two things that are shkulim. Whenever you have two things, not all the cases, very often when you have two things that are shkulim, you don't know which is adiv, so you say shei v'al tasa, like that gemara in Erev and Daf Kufa. The gemara explained that din. If you have baltosif and baltigra, so if you give dalid matanas avarta v'kum v'yaseh, if you give only one matana avarta v'shei v'al tasa, so to violate aver v'shei v'al tasa is preferable than violating an aver v'kum v'yaseh, unless you can ascertain that the aver b'shei v'al tasa is more common than the aver b'kum v'yaseh, which will sometimes be the case. But if everything seems to be shkulin, there's no way to determine, then they call the shei v'al tasa. So the Rivom understands, the Rivom, that's what Rabbi Hanan points out, the Rivom seems to have understood over here that the halacha that you say yehorek v'al yavar b'yavar, the Torah gilev ha'shvich ha'zdomin, what happened to the din of achai b'hem v'losh yamzman? What happened to the din of pikuach nefesh shizdecha kol ha'tor kulam? So he says it would appear over here that Pikuach Nefesh is still around. We haven't forgotten about Pikuach Nefesh. It's on the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand there's a consideration of a Chaygwer, and on the other hand there's a consideration of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. It's not like Shabbos. When someone is a Choyl on Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos. Of Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Yom Kippur. Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Macholos Asuras. If you have to eat a trade of food to save your life, so Pekoch Nefesh is Decha. There we know Pekoch Nefesh is stronger. And here by the Gimel Aver Sachamurais, it's not that we ignore Pekoch Nefesh. No. It's Shkulim Hay. We learn from the Psukim, it's Shkulim. On the one hand, you have a consideration of Pekoch Nefesh. On the other hand, you have a consideration of Avodah Zarah, or you have a consideration of whatever, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim. So the rule is, if you have a conflict and it's Shkulim, you don't know what to do, so Yak B'Shei V'Al Tasa. So that's what the Rivom holds, that the svara that Esther Kaka Olam Hoysa means Shevi Al Tasa, that's the Rivom's pshat. The Ramban does not agree to that, the Ramban Amachadis. But the Rivom learns Kaka Olam means Shevi Al Tasa Odiv. So that svara we knew all along that in Geirta Eshesish, if it's an issue of the Yoharek Bal Yabav Eshesish. The Gemara thought that it doesn't apply to Shar Averis Beferhesia. That's not a word of Shkulin. That's halacha, you have to be Maisa Nefesh. The Gemara says, no, even a Shar Averis Beferhesia, I also say that it's Shkulim Hay. And the male also Shevi Al Tasod. That's the Shitas the Rivom. And the Rabbi Natam disagrees. He says it's not true. By Gilui Arayos and by the Zorah, the din is that you totally ignore the Pikuach Nefesh. It's not that the Shkulim, you don't know what to do. The Gilui Arayos is Decha the Pikuach Nefesh. Just like in Kol HaTorah, Pikuach Nefesh is Decha the all the mitzvahs are Torah. So here, by these three averas, the averas doicha legamri the consideration of pikuach nefesh. It is not pikuach nefesh, so it doesn't make a difference. Kum v'yaseh shei v'altaseh. The only time you say the svar of shei v'altaseh karka olam is only by farhesin. But by gili arayz, Rabbeinu Tam holds farkech in the rivon that you would even say by the isha tehoreg v'altaver. That's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch 2 days in the Mechaber. Whether you pass like the Rabbeinu Tam or like the rivon, whether you say horeg v'yaver by the isha in the case when it's shei v'altaseh. This, the Taisus has more over here. We're going to have to spend time Lineta next week. The Taisus is very rich. They have other issues that are negir, very negir halacha lamaisa, that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer about the issue of Eishes Ish. So maybe next week Lineta we'll have to continue in this Taisus. In the beginning of Parshas Metzora, the Medrash comments Zos Torah HaMetzora. Zos Torah Hamoitzi Shemra. The Gemara has a Mishnah in Erechin that the Oynes the Mefat only pays Hamishim Shkolim and Moitzi Shemra pays Meir Shkolim. So the Mishnah points out the man who said Lashon Hara is worse than the one who's Manas and Isha. He pays twice as much. So the Gemara in Erechin has a whole sugya of Lashon Hara and Moitzi Shemra commenting on that Mishnah. How chomer the Moitzi Shemra is. So the Chazal had a tradition that that the Tzaraas is an Einish for having spoken Lashon Hara. So it's interesting that the Tumas Tzaraas, the whole parsha of Tzaraas only applies to Bnei Yisrael. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Tumas Tzaraas that this thing is not B'derach HaTeva, this is something which is L'mayla Min HaTeva. And Baruch Chumash also has like that. It's not a natural thing. It's something L'mayla Min HaTeva, and it's only by Yidin. It's only an Oynish Min HaShemayim Be'idnip, so it doesn't apply to Nochem. This is all Oynish Min HaShemayim. So I read recently a drasha from Rav Kook, where he raised the issue, why shouldn't the Oynish of Tzaraas apply to Nochem as well? One of the Shevi Mitzvahs Bin HaNoach is Dinim, and the Ramban writes on Chumash Olachov Tal Rav is Nezikin. So there's an Issur for Nochri to be Mazik also. And the Chafetz Chaim has the theme of the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim is that the Issur Lashon Hara is not a new Issur. Issur Lashon Hara is an aspect of Mazik. That the other person would have gotten a Shidduch, would have gotten a good job, would have gotten COVID, and because I say Lashon Hara, so he doesn't get the Shidduch, and he doesn't get the job, and he doesn't get the COVID. So I'm Mazik. It's like I'm Mazik, like a Chayvul Bachavera. I'm making Shodden to the other person. So why should the prohibition of Lashon Hara only apply to Eden? It doesn't apply to a Nochri. A Nochri is permitted to say Lashon Hara about another Nochri. Why is also Mazikin? So if a Nochri tells Lashon Hara, why shouldn't the Nochri be nanish with the Einish of Tzaraas? Why does the Rambam write the Mishnayos write like that? The Psukim writes, only by Yidin. The Einish of Tzaraas, the Lashon Hara is only by Yidin. So Rav Kook gave a whole drasha based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya that Rav Chaim Balozhiner quotes Kisedu in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'asim dvarai b'ficho v'tzel yodi kisisicho v'to ha-shamayim v'lisad oretz, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam placed in the mouths of the Bnei Yisrael, he placed the ability that when we daven, or when we learn, or when we give aklola, when we talk Lashon Hara, when we do things, we have tremendous koyches. Then Tov Hashamayim v'Lisad Oretz. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us the koyach that by our doing Zos Torah HaMetzorah, that this special oynish is only deserved for the Bnei Yisrael who do this aveira, because by us the aveira is much greater than if the Umas Olam do it. And mainly the koyach tahara is much greater than the koyach tumah. If we daven, or if we learn Torah, we can accomplish so much more with our koyach tefillah, our koyach limud of the Torah. Ten other people. Bashapshat, that's the stuff. Bashapshat, that was the stuff. What is the stuff? It could be Goyes and Star. The Bashapshat means is Nerek included in that. So you must kind of want to know. Yeah. But what was the stuff? Whether nine is enough? Why should a Goyes even steward? Goyes never steward.